asleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician, now in Florida. And we'll be here for a couple of days. If you're in the St. Augustine area and you would like to attend a Quantum Vortex gathering, please give us a call. You can get the number on the website, or I'll give it to you right now, 928-301-2131. And again, that's 928-301-2131. We just got back from Largo and from Orlando and Fort Lauderdale, and it's really getting more and more powerful each time, and the connection is getting stronger and stronger, so it's really been a lot of fun. We'll be heading off to the East Coast, to Pennsylvania and to New Hampshire and New York in the next week or so. We're scheduled in Pennsylvania in, I think it's June 14th, and we're still working on the scheduling on the other days because, as you know, gas is now quite up in price, and driving is intense, so I don't know exactly when we're getting places, but we're getting places. So it's been quite interesting to hear people's stories of what's been happening. Now, tonight, I'm going to read Fascicle 20 and Fascicle 21, hopefully, of the Knowledge Book. I was thinking about it after I read the first fascicle last week, and my plan was to read one fascicle a month. However, time is very short. And so I decided I should at least get you guys through the first introductory fascicles of the Knowledge Book. And I have had some contact with the people who wrote the book, and they basically asked me to call and to set the energy so that people get exactly what they need. So I've done that. I've called to Turkey, got the aura set. And so I don't know what you're going to hear. I know what I'm going to say. I don't know what you're going to hear on your end. So we'll see. If you're driving, this might be a little bit difficult. You might want to pull over for the next hour and pay attention. And also know, as I mentioned on the last week's call, the fascicles 1, 20, and 21 can be read at any time. And those are the first three that you read to decide if you want to be part of this program. After that, the fascicle for the particular day must be the one that's read. And there's a reading program on the website, which is dkb-mevlana, that's mevlana.org.tr. And just look for reading schedule or reading program. So, for instance, today, the fascicle that I read this morning was fascicle 44. And so there's dates for all of these things. Now, I'm going to tell you why if you missed last week. And I'm going to read this directly from their website. As each fascicle carries a frequency totality peculiar to itself, whichever fascicle is to be read on a given day, everyone will read the same fascicle. Otherwise, the aura is refracted, and the energies that are not desired may leak through the cracks. Everyone who consciously applies this technique will benefit from this powerful field. It is presented for your information, and that's a transmission from the Supreme Mechanism. Now, there's another part that I wanted to read to you before I go into reading the book. And I apologize for the hoarseness of my voice. I've been driving all day, so I'm kind of a little tired. Okay. Here's the next part. The loading of the frequency of the individual on the book is taken into effect during the first reading program. With the fascicles read later on, you gain strength by diving into that magnetic field. However, it is obligatory that everyone read the same fascicles on the same day. Otherwise, fractured auras cannot be taken into the magnetic protection aura. It is presented for your information, and it's signed the system. Okay, so now you've got the basics. So let me clarify that again. You read a particular fascicle on a particular day, and that's it. Okay, you don't read ahead, you don't read back, you don't skip around. Even if you're curious, please avoid reading anything but the appropriate fascicle on that day. I don't want you guys to get hurt, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and read the ones that are safe to read any day. That's fascicle 1, 20, and 21. So without further ado, this was written 1987, second month. It's Fascicle 20, General Message. Our friends, in accordance with the existential ordinance, such a system has been rendered effective that this system always acts in accordance with time consciousness. The reason why we have kept the skies veiled to you until today was to sow God consciousness firmly in you until the end of this cycle. Because by the help of this consciousness, your universal potential is elevated, your thought frequencies reach advanced dimensions, and you reach the awareness of the oneness of being. Now that boundary has been reached. Information we will give to you now and later will very naturally create a shock in our human brothers and sisters in the light of the information they have obtained until today. Because, besides the advanced consciousness fields which have been sown, an abundance of wild grass have sown in these fields also. Now the goal of this program is to clean those advanced consciousness fields from the wild grass, or to engraft them with the information of the advanced consciousness, so that those fields can be more productive, and to announce the entire truth with all clarity has been taken into the system. No one can resist the ordinance which will be established, because our Lord has taken in hand the order of the ordinance anew. None of you at the moment is aware of this silent and profound operation, but you will witness personally how, in time, negativities will give positive fruits. Allah has a single formula in the universal whole. And this formula is the following: not to make discrimination in anything, not to upset the order of the ordinance. As it goes for everything, the production of the initially sown seeds is not observed in the finally sown ones. The capacity gets lower, the productivity gets lower. For this reason, it becomes necessary to plow the fields anew or to fallow them. The period of fallowing of the religious dimensions will continue until the world date, year 2000. The universal order has been planned thus. For this reason, the Book of Islam and its last prophet has shed light on you through the religious dimension for the last time. This cycle has come to an end after a period of waiting for 15 centuries. In the light of the initially sown seeds, more productive seeds have been sown in the fields now and will still be sown. Time periods are shortened by mass awakenings, and the truths are conveyed to you through the shortest possible way. This knowledge book is being dictated to you as the guide of this final period. It is presented for your information, as signed by the Center. General message. Our friends, those who read the messages dictated from the special channel of the Council are those who deserve to enter this advanced dimension. However, if they eliminate their doubts, the gates in front of them will be opened one by one. Those doubts deprive you of the wonderful currents of the universal waves. That which cuts off the light of your essence is your faithlessness. This is why you need religious fulfillment. First faith, then universal awareness connects you to the reality. To be stuck somewhere and not to be able to advance is neither your fault nor the fault of the system. The fault is of unconsciousness. Your essence and the mechanism of conscience work in connection with the universal energy focal point. One can neither receive the information properly nor can benefit from these wonderful currents if this triple unification does not exist. In this medium, that which automatically shuts off your consciousness circuit is your unconsciousness and ignorance. Until today, we have addressed you by your religious books through the Dictionary of Faith. Acceptance of your religious books as they were, without thinking or asking anything, was for the openness of the channel of this system. As a matter of fact, the pious reverence and serenity in religious temples and mediums is felt by the openness of this channel. These powerful currents are regulated in accordance with your faith and consciousness levels. This is supervised by such a mechanism that even in the case of the greatest mediums, when doubt appears, the consciousness channel is automatically locked up. His or her light connected to our signal panel informs us about the person in question, and we try to help him or her according to his or her level of consciousness. You need doubt for this reason, until genuine faith is established. Because if there is no doubt, you are dead stuck only on the information told. No universal help can be extended to such a consciousness who remains on that level. Each given information is an investment for the future. Your doubts are the keys connecting you to universal consciousness. This system, that is, the system to which you have been habituated until now, had used to be the order of a system going on for centuries. For this reason, for centuries, quite a monotonous life and evolutionary system have continued with a single common factor in which everyone has been united in the consciousness of a single God. During this resurrecting period, the system has been completely changed, and a connection has been made with the operational ordinance of a higher reality. This is an advanced evolutionary audience. The permission to step forward is now given to your feet, which have become numb due to the fact that you have remained in the same place for centuries. For this reason, mankind, who is not habituated to novelty and change, has scruples due to its fear of the medium unknown to it, and thinking that the events sometimes applied to it are done by negative powers. There are negative and satanic powers in the universe. However, there are also consciousnesses who can even surpass them in your planet. They are the ones you should be afraid of. Because here we have the power to take the negative powers under supervision, but you cannot supervise those in your planet. For this reason, we make supervisions in your planet too. The protective medium is the roof of our Lord, and this place, which is the focal point of universal unification, is the center of the plan. This center invites all the consciousnesses in the entire universe who have seen the light of the Lord to the Mevlana consciousness. Since the gate of Mevlana is the focal point of infinite serenity, infinite love which embraces the entire universe, the direct currents of the Lord have been connected there. It is called the Mevlana Essence Channel of the World Brotherhood Union. This is the focal point of salvation. To be able to enter under this roof occurs by permission, and they are prepared for salvation and are taken under the supervision of the plan. Until today, only very few servants of God have received the special currents projected on you from here through the direct channel of the Lord. These currents, which are worth 1,000 prostrations, can be attained only through 1,000 years of worship. This is a favor for you. However, you also have to deserve this favor. Those who are not habituated to the high frequency of the knowledge book cut down these wonderful currents by their doubts, and for this reason cannot attain the desired consciousness level. This message has been dictated to warn and enlighten certain mentalities. To be purified is to reach God. To reach God is to attain consciousness, and to attain consciousness is to dive within your essence. To dive in his or her essence and to attain it, it is very difficult for a human being. When one reaches the essence consciousness, the efforts gain speed. Our love is for the universes, transmitted by Mustafa Mola. His answer to the chains of thought. This is an explanatory brief information about the group to which the knowledge book is dictated. The name of the group, Mevlana Essence Nucleus Group, the Anatolian Channel. With the command of unification as a necessity of the system, the group is in touch with space and directly with the divine plan. An authority to talk clearly about space is under the license of the group. Its mission, universal and religious unification. Its connections. By the command of the Council of the Loyal Ones, all the galaxies connected to Sirius and which have signed the law of the universe. Its emblem, World Brotherhood Union. Sources of knowledge received. Channel of Alpha, Central System, Supreme Assembly, Universal Unification Council, UFO groups connected to the center above the center. Propagation field, the entire world. The name of the dictated book, the knowledge book. Essence of the book, unification of all the religious books, explanation of the truth and invitation to the golden age, information transfer from dimensions unknown to the world dimension. The contents of all the celestial books connected to the special channel of the council, the knowledge book. Its operations, transition from the religious dimension to the universal dimension to prepare for salvation. It is presented for your information, signed by the center. We are getting the bottom closer to the top. Our friends, the universal evolvement tableau of your planet is the applied form of an order considered necessary by all the realms. The golden age has been applied many times on your planet in accordance with the perception power of the consciousness of the medium in each period and in the light of various information. Each reformic order is a golden age. Each celestial book revealed is the key of a golden age. However, the tableau of golden age considered necessary by a system comprising billions of centuries and the golden age of today is being established by a very different order. and this establishment is equivalent to the initial establishment order of the realms. The Trinity of unity, harmony, order constitutes the foundation stone of all the universal laws, and putting in order the upset orders and upset unifications is called the threshold of the Golden Age. The period determined as the threshold of evolutionary progress of your planet is the 20th century, and it is the resurrecting of those who will live the second half of it. As we always repeat, the resurrection mentioned in the sacred books is the period you live in. However, since the interpretations caused misunderstandings, the meaning of resurrection has not been understood until today. Your planet will not cease to exist. However, all the living entities on it during this final period, especially our human brothers and sisters, will never return to the world evolutionary plan. The world plan, which completes its exams of this final period, is taken into a preparation period considered necessary by a different reality. There is no need for terrestrial evolvement and reincarnations anymore. There is no need for each person to make progress by individual efforts. Integrated consciousnesses will now be able to use their awareness powers easily and will expand towards unknown horizons under the supervision of a certain plan. Everyone will make progress in proportion with his or her consciousness level and will be left in his or her own reality for a period. This is the reason why a great effort is made for everyone to attain, more or less, the same consciousness level. Help is extended especially to those who make an effort on this path. Each crisis is a threshold of divine light. To be offended with Allah and the plan is not right. That which happens and which will happen are for the welfare of humanity and you. Events you experience are your patient's exams. Depressions are a factor which brings people close to each other. A person who is at ease is individualistic, whereas people with depressions are social, and this unification plan acts in accordance with this fact. If you have completed the world evolutionary plan by incarnation rings of the periods in which you have lived before, now, you are only subjected to the progress exam of a different reality in your present lifetime. Otherwise, you become subjected to the selection and exam of both the world and of this reality. Now, certain information contradictory to your habitual knowledge is given to you, and your knowledge levels are coded, and you are subjected to progress and improvements in this manner. Either you pass the threshold or you remain in the same reality. Let us explain this to you by a tableau draw, please. And this is showing a box that has 10 columns in it. The far right column is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 stars. And they're five-pointed stars in boxes, 9 boxes. The far left column is one long column with the number 1. The next column is a little bit shorter, about the space of 2 of the star boxes, and it's column 2 and has an arrow above it. The next column is column 3, and that is about 2 and a little bit more boxes. It has the number 3. The next column is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so forth. This diagram we made you draw is the evolutionary tableau your planet will complete until the year 2000. We are trying to make everyone attain the same consciousness level from the bottom to the top. Assisting missionaries appropriate to each consciousness level have been sent by the plan. Each time you pass over a threshold, you are made to pass to the next higher level. For this reason, you are subjected to numerous physical and spiritual progress exams. In 1 year, you are performing the evolvement of 1,000 years. In future years, due to the scarcity of time, you will perform this evolvement in 1 day. Your exams are alleviated in proportion with your proximity to the top. During the final period, each person is obliged to complete this square. Those who complete this evolution will be taken to a different, higher reality. It is presented for your information, signed by the center. Note, the first column shows those who have completed the evolution considered necessary by the world plan. The rest shows those who will complete it. Stars, the top-level staff members who come from the reality beyond Carina dimension, the missionaries, Carina is a bunch of light. The Golden Age and the groups. Our friends, all the groups in your planet have been prepared for the Golden Age, that is, for the present days. However, until they become conscious of their genuine missions, everyone is kept under supervision. After attaining the consciousness of their actual mission, they will be reinforced by the direct channel. Allah helps everyone who serves him. There are numerous people in your planet appointed to this universal mission. However, the mission fields of each person are different. Information given to the entire realm is given from the same focal point. However, since the angle of perceptions and evaluations of each person is different, differences occur in the information received. Since information given to each universal awareness is given from the direct channel, each group presumes itself to be the direct focal point of this medium, as a necessity of the system. To each focal point which has deserved to receive the universal information, it is said, you are the actual focal point. By this saying, a selection among groups is made by supervising the egos and the tolerance of everyone. By this saying, the working enthusiasm of the groups increases. Their operational ordnance present a speedier tempo. Selection and supervision are made by the center. For this reason, numerous groups disband from time to time. Their frequencies are cut off. The ones with the least egos among these groups are made to establish new groups. And until they possess a light consciousness far from egos, the ordinance of the system continues. Each missionary who attains universal awareness is the unbreakable ring of a chain extending from time immemorial to eternity. It is presented for your information, signed by the center. General message. Our friends, the entire universe is being assembled in a whole which comprises all the realms. The divine authorities are calling to you from the sacred dimensions of the suns. Information given to you by this book is the actual information constituting the essence of the entire cosmos. The dictated book is the single book. However, the consciousness level of your society is incapable of understanding it yet. For this reason, we are giving the information in accordance with the comprehension of the society. Contradictions and certain opposing information, especially added into the book, are for measuring the consciousness level of the society, for making a statistical classification, for speeding up the preparation by leading the medium consciousness to a medium of quest, and in this way to prepare situations for awakening and advancement in accordance with frequency differences. First, one is confused, then awakened. This is a system, and it is also applied at all the sources of knowledge in the universe. In the messages we dictate for the book, we will continue to give special contradictions. You may accept these little contradictions also as a kind of key. Those who solve them will also open the doors. At the moment, numerous different information is given to your planet through 485 channels. However, this dictated knowledge book is the constitution of the universal ordinance and is the projection of the science of theosophy on your planet. The one who is responsible for it is the World Lord. It is dictated by a special channel connection to the channel of Dear Medlana. Directly, the Lord gives the dictated information. Amon projects. We convey. Universal ordinance and the truths are declared to you by this means. This message has been given as an answer to the chains of thought. It is presented for your information, signed by the Council. It is clear information. Theosophy is a teaching system, the goal of which is to attain God. This science had, for the first time, followed the path of reaching universal consciousness by the Orange Sect. Afterwards, monks of Buddha have followed this path. Buddha is the only preeminent one in your planet who had officially started a new path and who had trained people for this consciousness. The symbol of the Orange Sect is the sameness of the inside and the outside, to have the same scent and the same color, and to symbolize the color of the sun, signed by the center. Notice for friends who give service to the Golden Age. Our friends, during this final period, everyone is going through exams in accordance with his or her consciousness. This is the truth. Steps taken forward are the most luminous path. Those who attain the realization of this will never leave this path in any way, because efforts and investments made will sprout in front of the eyes of everyone. During this period of sincerity, which we call the period in which the firmament reaches down to the earth, the divine plan has become effective with all its splendor. You, who are the sacred missionaries of the Golden Age, will witness personally the alterations which will take place in the entire universe. You will receive the rewards of the missions you perform and will understand how the entire realm is unified in an integrated whole. We are grateful for the efforts made. It is noticed from the private pen of the Council. Synchronousness. Right, please. According to our calculations, the speed of light is 296,400 kilometers per second, approximately 300,000 kilometers. Calculate the speed of light in 1 minute, 300,000 times 60 equals 18 million kilometers. calculate the speed of light in an hour. 18 million times 60 is 1 trillion, 80 million kilometers. Calculate the speed of light in one day. 1,080 million times 24 is 25,920,000 kilometers. Calculate the speed of light in one year. 25,920,000,000,000 times 365. 9,460,800,800,800 kilometers. The speed of light in one year is called a light year. Now, since a light year is 9,460,800,800,800 kilometers, the focal point from which we are calling to you is 1,338,000 light years. If you calculate the distance between us according to this, you can easily grasp the power of your reception and the power of our technology. This message has been given directly from the channel of the main center without any intermediaries. Now the operations extend from the main focal point of the center above the center to billions of light years. It is presented for your information. Dear Mevlana, please write clearly the date on which you have received this message, because now there are no more assisting powers in between us. The date of the message is 19.8.1986, signed by Mercury. Synchronousness equals occurrence at the same time. It is answer to the chains of thought. Our friends, during this period, it is necessary to attain the awareness of the ordinance rather than receiving and giving information and making an effort to use the powers of healing. The help you will extend to those around you, either actively or by talking, must not be in the form of the help of your own channels and positions. Unless each person serves on the same consciousness level with the same goal, he or she is not considered to have served on the path of universal unification. Particularly during this final period, as the messengers of the divine order incarnated in your planet, due to the transition from the religious dimension to the universal dimension, try to impose upon you the awareness of the old ordinance, your realizations will never find the path of light. The choice is yours. You either remain in that reality, or you deserve the evolutionary system of advanced plans by the interest you show and the efforts you make for the system of those advanced plans. The goal of all the work done, of all the efforts made during this final period, is to cause our human brothers and sisters to attain universal awareness by opening the doors of their essences. After this consciousness is attained, that which is required of them is to serve in conformity with the establishment ordinance of the Golden Age, and to attain the awareness of this ordinance. What are expected of you are only these. Your salvation is your individual efforts in accordance with the universal ordinance. And to serve the dimension of unified reality is to serve all humanity. To serve humanity is to serve the universes. We repeat these truths once more. It is presented for your information, signed by the Council. Explanation about the mission and the frequency of the knowledge book. It is answer to the chains of thought. Our friends, to this dictated book, the frequencies of all the sacred texts as a whole have been connected. The religious books revealed to your planet until today have been projected from the channel of Alpha, having been prepared in accordance with the public consciousness by the different dimensions of the divine plans. This book, which is revealed by the channel of Alpha, is called the Constitution of the Universe, the Golden Book of the Golden Age, the Selective Book of the Resurrection, and the Knowledge Book, since it has the character of disclosing the essence of all the sacred texts. The frequency of the knowledge book creates an awakening and preparative medium for consciousnesses who are ready but cannot receive the cosmic currents. It causes them to be taken under supervision by connecting them to the waves of the plan. For this reason, the book is also called the Book of Salvation. The frequency of the book prefers influence fields according to the consciousness levels of people and leads them to mediums appropriate to their consciousness mediums. By this means, consciousness connections to the cosmic medium are being made by kindling the lights of the essences. Cosmic rains showering your planet show to universal consciousnesses who have attained religious fulfillment how to work on the path designed, and they bring them to the level in which they can receive information concerning the future. Provided the deeply rooted consciousnesses and conditioned societies read this knowledge book, it guides them up to the frequency limit considered necessary by the divine plan. This frequency limit comprises the religious frequency for which all societies have been prepared until today. If those who are not ready for those frequencies read this knowledge book, both at the Islamic and at the Christian dimensions, their deficiencies are supplemented by connecting their essence energies to the frequency of the book. The frequencies who have attained religious fulfillment have not yet attained universal consciousness, and if they read this knowledge book, they find themselves in a medium of quest. During this quest, universal powers help them. During this supervision, first, all operations are made on fear frequencies, since fear veils consciousnesses. Whatever a person emphasizes most, we try to abolish the consciousness taboo by bringing up that matter constantly. Unless taboos, attachments, and passions are abolished, it is very difficult to attain universal consciousness, to reach cosmic awareness. For this reason, you attain everything by its experiencing them both with their good and bad aspects. Then you discover the truth through your own conscious and consciousness. A person who has attained universal consciousness is a light gained by the universe. No negativity can ever exist in him or her anymore. He or she is a perfect person. He or she can easily unite with the godly energy. This kind of consciousnesses do not make any discrimination between races, religions, nations. He or she sees the entire universe in an integrated whole and embraces his or her God with all his or her might. At this very stage, cosmic currents given from the mechanism of influences help these very consciousnesses. Various universal journeys made with the influence of these currents help you attain cosmic consciousness. Certain confusions, which meanwhile occur, are constantly under the supervision of the plan. The plan makes great efforts on this path until it makes you attain yourselves. And after you are transferred to yourself, all paths are easy to tread on. However, your egos, which have been inflated while this cosmic consciousness is being attained, have changed you. You may consider yourself superior to other people, like a saint or even like a god. By the cosmic consciousness you have attained, you can influence people. You can make them serve your deeds. At this very stage, directly, the plan makes the selection. Among people who advance on this path, communication is made with those who possess the least ego, and certain universal information is given to them. This information is gradually disclosed in accordance with the ordinance of graduation by the subsidence of egos. This knowledge book is a guide to those who are at this very stage, and it unveils the frequency of their ready consciousnesses suddenly and connects them directly to the supervision of the plan. Steps you will take forward on this path with goodwill and self-sacrifice will elevate you up to the dimension of mission. When egos are observed while the missions are performed, the plan renders such people ineffective, subjects them to certain terrestrial exams, and then renders them effective again. This action is repeated 3 times according to the godly ordinance. Either you adapt yourselves to the order and walk on the luminous path, or you are left to your mediums on the world plan. Allotment of missions is done by considering the consciousness, capacity, self-sacrifice, goodwill. The plan never forgives the mistakes of a person who has attained consciousness. This is a godly decree and law signed by the center. The plan of the loyal ones and the knowledge book, answer to the chains of thought. Our friends, the plan of the loyal ones is an applied system in the entire universe. Its mission is to apply an educational training and exalting plan. And this presents a systematic tableau. Do not confuse it with this knowledge book. The goals of the two are different. During this mediumic period, there are thousands, tens of thousands of books being written and will be written by awakened consciousnesses. These books are nothing but the exhibition of evolvements and knowledge. You reach up to us by this means. Besides, 600 books are dictated by us to your planet on numerous subject matters in different information branches. This dictated knowledge book is a celestial book revealed from the religious plan during this period. Its goal is to explain the celestial work done for humanity until today and to convey to you all the truths. The contradiction knots of the consciousnesses who are awakened in this way get untied very quickly, and everyone attains his or her inner self very speedily. This knowledge book is not an educational or an instructional book. It is a book which warns, supervises, selects, and conveys those who have been trained. It can never be compared with the information of other books. Because its frequency is extremely high, later this frequency will be explained to you. In this book, the application of a methodical system is out of question, because we always consider the state of digestion of the given information. For those who digest them well, We give clearer information, and we cancel some information in accordance with the medium consciousness. The goal is to settle down the system. In fact, all celestial books are books beyond methods. For this reason, until today, you were asked to accept them as they were without asking any questions. But now, those who will be prepared for the more advanced evolvements of the advanced plans will come to us by observing and grasping the truth through their logic, conscience, and by their essence. This means that those who will make the selection are not us, but your own consciousnesses. Those who come to us see us. Those who come to us find their essence, and they proceed on the path by their logic. The path this knowledge book will design for you is the find path, because the one who searches finds both his or her own self and his or her Lord. There are no locks which will not be unlocked by the keys of goodwill, no cipher they will not be able to decipher. Our love is for all the universes, signed by the center. The essence of the plan is the explanation of the truth. Our friends, now we will talk to you about the organization of the cosmic progress given in conformity with the universal ordinance of the plan. The accelerated evolutionary system of your planet has been started since the beginning of your century in accordance with the ordinance of graduation. This system, established in accordance with the speedy developments of your world's consciousness level, has dissipated gradually the fog in your horizons. The speedy program of progress of this period has been started by sending the Kohoutek comet to your planet. The direct contact of the system with the actual operational focal point is being made since 1981. In this final period, your planet has been taken into an operational system in accordance with six development periods. Please write them in sequence. 1. 1981, 1982, 1983. During this first period, the channel of Alpha had been closed for 2 years. Consciousness levels had been subjected to a selection in accordance with the operational ordinance of the public opinion. 2. 1984, 1985, 1986. During this second period, the Alpha-Beta groups and the Alpha-Beta common channels have been unified and determinations have been made. 3. 1987, 1988, 1989. This is the third period. During this period, your planet will be showered by the cosmic gamma rays, and you will be subjected to a selection program among groups. 4. 1990, 1991, 1992. During this fourth period, your planet will be connected to the mechanism of conscience by the direct cosmocurrents which will be given. During this period will be the most difficult period of humanity. Connections with the Federation will be made. 5. 1993, 1994, 1995. During this fifth period, the operational ordinance of your planet will be operated by a special system, and special information will be given to the friends who will be prepared for the final period. 6. 1996, 1997, 1998. During this period, which we call the sixth period, you will be taken into preparations which will determine the predestination of your planet. 1999 is the year of meeting. During the years 2000, 2001, 2002, the main and the genuine foundation of the Golden Age will be laid. The years 2003, 2004, 2005 are special years. During this period, certain systems will be rendered ineffective mission-wise. It is presented for your information, signed by the center. It is a clear message about healing, answer to the chains of thought. Our friends, as much as an energy is equivalent to the energy he or she receives, his or her universal channel is open in all the same proportion. By this means, he or she does not feel any depression at all. If your channel is closed, the cellular energies automatically repel the outer waves you receive. However, the influences of their energies exert a pressure on you, and this gives you discomfort and trouble. This system is an occurrence which takes place in the cellular functions of all human beings. It is a natural circulation. Very high frequencies feel these repellings quicker. If that person's universal channel is not open yet, his or her body cannot purify the different frequencies he or she receives. In that case, people whose channels are already open are sent to help him or her. That's what you call the medium of healing occurs in this manner. All the healing channels are unveiled consciousnesses. They convey the energies they receive from their own frequency dimensions to the energies lower than themselves, wash away the negative energies causing the sickness of that person by their individual energies, and thus they create a medium of healing. Healing is not a very important thing. Each individual has come here in accordance with his or her final evolutionary plan. If his or her veiled awareness is able to reach up to his or her own dimensional energy while he or she lives on the world plan, his or her awareness becomes unveiled and he or she gains the ability to convey the energies he or she receives from here, both by his or her cellular and cerebral energies, to those with lower frequencies than himself or herself. In this manner, a medium of healing is prepared. And at the same time, the frequency of that person in question is reinforced by the mechanism and may be exalted in accordance with the missions he or she will perform to the medium of more advanced dimensions. Each person can personally convey his or her own dimensional frequency personally to others as healing. However, if he or she has not attained cosmic and universal awareness, he or she can never get in touch with the energy of the plan. We have left these very focal points of healing alone until today with their individual work, for them to engraft energy to human beings and to make them attain cosmic awareness and universal consciousness. However, now, by the command of the Council, focal points who have attained cosmic awareness will not be able to perform individual healing anymore. Because we are connecting all these channels one by one directly to the focal point of the center, from now on there will not be any individual healing. All the healers will perform healing under the supervision of the center. By this means, overreading certain individuals and taboo mediums are annihilated one by one. Healing can always be given by everyone who is connected to the center, under the supervision of the center. However, whether it will be given or not will be decided by the center. If a particular sick person deserves to get well, the center will help anyway. The part of the healer here is mediation. Supervisions have become more frequent. Individual egos are broken one by one. For this reason, we connect all the focal points on the world plan to the center when they are ready. Frequencies who cannot overcome their egos will be disconnected and will be taken under supervision in various ways. Now we are eliminating the mentality of mine, yours, we are uniting in a whole. It is presented for your information. Signed, center above the center. Dear Mevlana, if you wish, you can write in the book some of the private messages given to you as an information for public consciousness, signed by the light. Special connection. Greetings to you, our beloved friend who is the pen of the Golden Age. This is Captain Riviere. This is not my real name. We ask you to accept our universal gratitude. We observe your efforts and receive your love. The divine mechanism makes extremely intense efforts for the step to be taken towards the Golden Age. The channel of Altona is your essence channel. The seeds of integrated consciousness are supervised by the universal channel. The channel of Altona is the direct responsible channel. We act only in accordance with the commands we receive from the commissions working under its command. We are obliged to convey the private messages to be given to you. The dictated book is under the supervision of the World Lord and is dictated through a special channel under great supervision. However, we ask you never to forget the following. You are in a state in which you are in contact with the Lord of all the realms. We are concerned only with special missionaries who work in your planet. As the responsible ones of the universal ordinance, we have no tolerance at all in matters of mission and responsibility. This word of ours is not aimed at you. Because at the moment, you are the single focal point and the single messenger who works with the entire responsibility of your obligations, you are under the supervision and the protection of the center. We are only concerned with the distributing and adjusting the frequencies at the medium. The clergy is being dealt with by the divine mechanism. Now, you are performing your mission in your planet, undertaking the entire responsibility of a mission even beyond the firmament. From the unified ordinance, the single direct channel connection is only with you. At the moment, the single undertaker of responsibility of the Golden Age is the Sirius Joint Plan, which is broadcasting under the supervision of Allah, and is connected to the Golden Galaxy Empire, which is responsible for the Universal Ordinance. Our ships are from a constellation connected to the Manhito planet. I know constellation. We are patrol ships which protect you due to the mission we have received by trying to prevent the events which will occur in your planet. For weeks, we have been performing a close examination over your planet by special systems with two ships. Negative frequencies are discovered and precautions are taken. The mistakes and faults of those who serve on this path are never forgiven. We do not have severe rules. However, harsh reactions on our part from time to time are to charge our missionaries in your planet with more responsibility, because slackness can at any moment become against you. We only apply the given commands. Our problem is with the rigid and the irresponsible ones. Our love, too, is infinite like yours. Goodbye, my friend, Captain Revere. Identity, answer to the chains of thought. Identity is the past experienced incarnations. This message is dictated to satisfy the curiosity of certain friends. Everyone wishes to possess everything in the shortest way, and they are curious about their past lives. But this is a matter of permission, our friends. You cannot swallow your morsel of food without masticating it. Everything depends on time. It is beneficial not to forget this. Revealing identities is under special supervision in our archives. However, to certain friends whose efforts are great but whose awarenesses are veiled, their identities are announced from time to time by the help of other channels by the command of the center. After the awareness powers and the consciousnesses of our brothers and sisters who will be prepared are measured, their pasts are gradually conveyed to them. Every awareness cannot bear the knowledge of his or her past. This needs strength. The past is past. The important thing is the present and the future. Those who can get in touch with us are the powerful awarenesses. Information is conveyed to them in proportion with the permission given to us, and passages from some of their past lives are given. And in this way, they discover themselves and remember their past. Private practices and quest for identities cause scattering of awareness. These things are not easy at all. I advise you not to take them lightly. It is presented for your information. Signed by the center. Now I'm going to start on fascicle 21. We may not get all the way through it. These are kind of long fascicles, but I will continue the next time with fascicle 21. So right now we're going to go ahead and start. I'm going to read to the end of whatever message I stop at the end of the hour here. So we're starting with 1987, third month, fascicle 21. We are in an age in which all humanity should attain a collective consciousness. Our friends, messages given to all the groups in your planet are given in accordance with capacity and the medium consciousness. In this medium, each focal point has great missions which should be undertaken both by itself and by the medium it is in. Many focal points expand towards the maximum by the information beginning with the minimum. This operational ordinance functions in the temple of knowledge, consciousness, mission, performance. Knowledge makes a human being conscious. Consciousness invites to mission, and mission leads to performance. The very operational tempo desired by this system is an elevation of this kind. Now we invite all the friendly groups who have made progress of knowledge and consciousness to unification. Golden essences and solar consciousnesses will constitute the foundation stones of the Golden Age, the foundation of which will be laid by the services performed in the best way on the path of humanity. During this period, your mission is to project the truth by warning and awakening your surroundings. This mission of yours is the greatest help you render for humanity. Overcome your egos. Unite. You will see with your own eyes that harmony will occur in a very short time through these unions, and you will attain the truth through the events you experience. Our love is for all the universes. Signed by the Center. General message. Our friends, the Knowledge Book is a reformic explanation of the godly order to which you have been habituated until today. Habit is a passion and a taboo. During this period of universal integration, we are trying to eliminate your taboos by telling you the truth. Passions restrict progress in brains, which has become numb and cause you to become like drug addicts. However, evolution is interminable. And these evolvement dimensions, too, have systems and exams peculiar to themselves. The reason why we tell you everything in all clarity is that you will be taken into more accelerated evolutions in the narrowing time dimensions. Fears are caused by unconsciousness. Read, become conscious, and attain the truth through your essence conscience. The choice is entirely yours. We have set the table. We present to each person, each consciousness, the food he or she will like and will eat with appetite through this knowledge book. But to be able to feel the taste of the food is only possible by having a sound stomach and a healthy body. Sound mind is present in healthy body. Signed, Mustafa Mola, through the channel of Ataturk. Note, the expression sound mind is present in healthy body is the universal cipher of Ataturk. The expression peace in the homeland, peace in the universe is the private channel cipher of the order establishing mechanism. This code cipher, connected to the Universal Cipher, had contacted the Universal Consciousness of Ataturk, and the Anatolian Turkey has been accepted for salvation directly under the protection of the Lord. And at the moment, the Turkey of Ataturk, which is under the protection of the plan through the same channel, serves through the direct dimension of mission of the plan. This is an information for all the Universal Consciousnesses signed by the Universal Council. Detailed explanation about the source and the diagram. It is answer to the chains of thought. It is addition to the formerly given information. See 1987, first month, fascicle 19. Our friends, the operational ordinance of the atomic whole and the entire system is under the command of the supervision, preeminent spirit, Lords, Federation, Council. This is the directing staff of the entire ordinance. 1. Mechanism of the preeminent spirit. It is a focal point which projects and introduces the evolutionary system to the mechanism of Lords, which directs the supreme mechanism of each plan. There are numerous plans and systems of the preeminent spirit. This focal point is the actual organizer of the order of the entire ordinance, even though it seems to be the administrators of the supreme ordinance, a system beyond anything and any power. 2. Mechanism of Lords. They are the establishers and the projectors of the orders, working both in connection with the Federation and with the system of the preeminent spirit, and who act by the instructions of the Federation. 3. Federation. It is an operational center which always establishes orders in accordance with the evolutionary order of an order-establishing ordinance. This center is not single. It is constituted by the unification of many different orders, and now this Federation has taken under supervision all these different systems in accordance with the system of the unified ordinance as a necessity of the Constitution by the collective consciousness of the entire ordinance. 4. Council. This is the single focal point projecting all the operations, all the orders of the Federation on the entire cosmos. The knowledge book is being dictated through the special channel of the Council. This Council has many operational and disseminational branches. Please write in sequence. 1. Council of the Loyal Ones. 2. Council of Stars. 3. Council of the Supreme Ones. And these three sources, by working cooperatively, reflect on a triplet. Each of these councils has an administrative assembly. Now write the other triplet. 1. Central System. 2. Center above the center. 3. Center. And these three centers, by working cooperatively, project the different hierarchical orders of the entire evolutionary ordinance and the divine plan on the plan and its directors. And this plan is administered by numerous ordinance and order-establishing mechanisms. The missions are the direct projectors of these orders. These missions are responsible for the evolutionary and orderly ordinance of each plan. For example, Sirius is a projective mechanism of an order which is administered by numerous missions. It has numerous focal points. It works directly in connection with the center. And this center projects many hierarchical orders on the Sirius focal point. From there, duty distribution among missions is made, and each mission performs the duty it has undertaken. They, too, have orders peculiar to themselves. Each of them works like a small federation. They all have many supreme assemblies, many councils. These many systems are rather focal points projecting the evolutionary ordinance. Their supervision is connected to the center above the center. For example, the focal point we call the Ilona constellation is the direct focal point of your planet and of the world lord. Its representative is Amon, and Amon is the ruler of the Golden Galaxy Empire and is the messenger of the world lord. Now you have been taken into an evolution considered necessary by the unified reality, in a system in harmony with the order of an ordinance directly connected to this focal point. This knowledge book is projected on you entirely by the command of the plan, under the supervision and the responsibility of the world lord. The channel is the direct special channel of the council. Let us give more details on this information. The knowledge book is an operational ordinance prepared in harmony with the consciousness of the medium and supervised by a council of supreme ones and a group of wise ones, prepared by a supreme mechanism which serves under the supervision of the council. The information given from the actual knowledge book is presented to you under the supervision of each plan. Now this knowledge book dictated to Dear Mevlon is projected to your planet by the channel of the Council of an Ordinance under the direct supervision of the Lord. It is presented for your information. Signed, the Council. It is answer to the chains of thought. Our friends who are through with quest and who attain their own selves are taken directly into the information channel of the universal awareness and are supervised. By this means, their perception powers and awareness potentials are assessed, and missions are allotted to them in accordance with their capacities and powers. Terrestrial science and learning play no part in this mission allotment. A human being's completing his or her evolution is equivalent to all learnings, because from then on, those people have a universal and international language. They talk the language they wish. They can easily receive all the knowledge they want through the channels they get in touch with. Only those who overcome their mediums of ego can get directly in touch with us, because their missions and responsibilities are universal and for all the realms. It is beneficial here to explain the following. Everyone can complete his or her evolution through his or her incarnation rings, but to overcome the ego, which is necessary for the world potential, means to overcome one's own self. This wrestling is always very difficult, and the loser here is usually the mankind. You can overcome your egos only by the help of the mechanism of effort, essence, conscience. To overcome the ego is to become godlike, and to become godlike is to be integrated. The purpose of becoming integrated is to attain one's own self. It is presented for your information, signed by the Center. General announcement. Our friends, unifications will gain speed as togethernesses reflect on society. At the moment, the Golden Galaxy Empire is in power as the responsible one for the Universal Ordinance. All the missionaries who will enter the path of the Golden Light are under great supervision. Divine authorities make the selection between those who will be accepted to the Supreme Court of Allah and those who will be taken into the Golden Light Year. We are only the projectors of the order. Messages given by the central system are directly under the supervision of the Council. The Golden Book is being dictated through a special channel. This book, which we also call the Knowledge Book, is performing the universal selection, since it is at the same time a book of resurrection and the Council of Stars, the central system, center above the center, and the center are connected to the direct channel of the Council. The Supreme Ordinance gives you information from the Assembly of the Supreme Ones and the Council of the Loyal Ones. To be able to enter the Supreme Court of Allah is not easy at all, as it seems. For this reason, selections are made. These selections are made on the basis of self-sacrifice, responsibility, faith triplet. For this reason, cooperation will be made with those who possess these qualities, and the other consciousnesses will be left to live their normal world lives. We have given to you, both to the West, to the Far East, and to the Islamic dimension, numerous messages concerning this medium until today. And even all your divine books revealed to your planet have mentioned to you centuries ago the characteristics of this final period. Only giving service in this medium can teach you certain things. Service is possible by attaining cosmic consciousness. Attaining cosmic consciousness but being unable to grasp the truth is due to your inability to penetrate your essence. Unless you overcome your egos and fears, you can never penetrate your essence. When your universal consciousness penetrates your essence, the eye of your essence opens. At that very moment, you are appointed to service on the path of truth. The mechanism is tried until today to make you attain yourself, to make you attain the essence consciousness by applying different methods. Service is made in special focal points by consciousnesses who have been awakened on this path are admirable. However, if these focal points, which we had made you establish for the purpose of serving the universal ordinance, get stuck only to their essence channel information, they will lose a lot. Because during this three-year period of selection, 1987, 1988, 1989, in which the gamma dimension is entered, individualism is totally abolished and social unifications are taken into consideration. Individual efforts will not be able to transcend the frequency of the dimension they are in, and they will stay where they are unless they socialize. It is beneficial to know this. Yours is not a century of amusement and a century of consolation. Time of flattery has long been terminated. However, we have made certain suggestions to you from time to time. We have helped our humans and brothers and sisters with all our goodwill. By supervising their frequencies, we have led them to group frequencies from which they could obtain benefit according to their levels of consciousness. But at the moment, such efforts of ours have ended. Effort from you, selection from us. Friends who possess love, goodwill, tolerance have held these friendly hands extended to you. Certain mediums who talk about love and tolerance are, in fact, bereft of these wonderful qualities. Egos are still crowns on the heads and books are crosses in the hands. These situations will be ended. Your path is the path of the divine authority, the path of light of the Supreme Court, and we give service totally by the commands of the Lord. From now on, we will not interfere in any way with the missionaries who come to the groups. We have noted one by one the efforts of these friends until today. We have evaluated the capacities. Now the time has come for them to serve humanity in the light of their own consciousnesses by their own self-sacrifice. From now on, we will give the points in accordance with the services made in this medium of unification. Now it is time for everyone's consciousness, feet, and mission to land on Earth. You should serve on the path you believe in. Operations seeming as if they were 1,000 paths are in fact a single path. There will never, ever be any integration in totality unless each person connects his or her own single path to that single path. That which will suffer harm as a result is again the humanity. Now the divine authorities wish you to serve the purpose of the genuine path in a perceptive and logical way. This has been announced as a command of the divine. For this reason, the universal ordinance is never in any way responsible for the events which have occurred and will occur. The choice is yours. It became necessary to explain the truth so that the operations would be made in a more orderly manner. During this 3-year period, rather, the selection of friends on the universal path and who work in the groups will be made. It is presented for your information. We wish success to our terrestrial brothers and sisters. Signed by the Cosmo Federal Assembly. And that's all we have time for tonight, folks. So I will continue reading in Fascicle 21 at the next one. Now, after that, on June 17th, we have Raymond Francis coming back to talk with everybody. And if you just tuned in late, I've been reading Fascicle 20 and part of Fascicle 21 from the Knowledge Book. Fascicle 1, 20, and 21 are the only ones that are safe to read out of order. If you start this knowledge book, if you get a copy or if you're reading it online, then you need to read only the fascicle that is presented for that day. So you need to check with the reading program. And I've got the link on the show info. And also, we are traveling around the country now doing the quantum vortex information and experience and workshops. So if you're interested, please do contact us, 928-301-2131, or 888-977-5898. And again, that's 888-977-5898. And we are doing this by donation because we are on a mission from God. Cue the Blues Brothers music. And last year, you know, we were charging $75 a head for this to pay for gas and such. And, you know, gas just jumped up in price at least double. So the need has not changed. However, we've been told time is very short. Things are about to change big time, and we have to get out there and get people's frequencies as high as we can. So you could say we're hell-bent for leather, as we say in the West. And we're coming to an area near you, most likely. So please do contact me or Madeline if you're interested in attending. And that's all the news for tonight. I hope that you've enjoyed the reading of the fascicles from the Knowledge Book. And again, read them only in the order dictated by the reading program. If you have any questions, drop me a line or, you know, call me. I'd be happy to help you. And I will continue reading next week. And then the week after that, we have Raymond Francis, who will be on, and, you know, he'll give us lots of good information about health. So, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, before I sign off, thank you so much, Jim. Jim took such good care of us when we were down in Fort Lauderdale. What an amazing guy. I mean, I was constantly blown away. You know, he took care of 3 of us, you know, gave us his bed, fed us, took care of the car. I mean, it was amazing, and we had a great time. Thank you, Jim. You'll always have a special place in our hearts. And also Crystal, we are at Crystal's house right now in St. Augustine, and she has done likewise, taken great care of us, and we have just really enjoyed being with her. And we're doing another vortex gathering tomorrow here in St. Augustine, Florida. And Reverend Debbie in Largo, thank you so much, sweetheart. You are just one in a million. You're really an amazing lady, and we just really enjoyed getting to know you, and we had a very powerful quantum vortex gathering there. And then for Rose, in Orlando. Rose, thank you so much. You are such a sweetheart, and your family is so wonderful. And we really enjoyed being there, too. We got pictures of angels there, and we started getting pictures of hearts. I haven't had time to put them up on the blog space yet, but we really have some amazing stuff going on. And we're looking for more, and the connection is getting stronger and stronger. The cosmic light is really coming in, folks. So, like I said, if you're interested, give me a call. And in the meantime, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.